105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
It's a fantastic Friday here in the nation's capital. It's 7:37. Thanks for tuning into O'Connor and Company as we wrap up your week and launch you into the weekend. Angela Morabito is with us this morning as well. She's in for Patrice Onwuka. She at the Defensive Freedom Institute and formerly of the Trump Education Department. Good to have you, Angela. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's always great. And at 8:05, also formerly of the Trump White House and also most recently from Newsmax, Sean Spicer will be our guest. And at 8:35, Mark Morano, Climate Depot. That's all coming up. But right now we are joined by Jim Bovard. Now, he is a member of the USA Today Board of Contributors, and he's just written a great op-ed over at the New York Post, actually, with regard to this story we told you about half an hour ago about how the Biden administration is now going to penalize mortgage holders who have spent the years doing the right thing, establishing good credit. You're now going to pay higher fees so that you can subsidize and help offset costs for people who do not have good credit who want to get a mortgage. James Bovard, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Now, your article is very important because obviously there's a fundamental unfairness about this, and this is your typical equity-driven sort of policy. But you also, let's start with the fundamental aspect of the fact that this is just going to be really bad for home buyers. It's going to be bad for the economy and the home buying industry.
Yeah, it's kind of consistent with a lot of other things Biden has done. But it's fascinating to me to see how the Biden folks are making it a federal crime to be creditworthy. And politicians feel like they should have unlimited power to dictate who wins and loses. And this is what they're doing with this new mortgage scoring system. And it doesn't make any sense to be putting what's effectively a social justice surtax to penalize people who have good credit and make a large down payment, and all of a sudden these folks are being sacrificed to help subsidize mortgages for people who might have a bad record of paying back their debts.
Social justice surtax. I just want everyone to know, Angela, make note, I will be stealing that, and I I might now and again give Jim credit for that, but
Yeah, I it's interesting. There's a document, I think HUD Settlement 1 is the name of the document, that people get when they buy a house, and it lists all the different mortgage charges. And it would be great if the feds would be honest and make this explicit. But this is a typical kind of D.C. edict that's mostly hidden, that very few people realize how they've been skewered by the feds on this, because it's very complex.
And Jim, right now the figure looks to be around $60 a month, which is no small fee. But what's to say that further down the road they couldn't say, oh, we need to do more. Now it's $80, $120, $500 a month. Like, what is there, if anything, in place to stop this fee from getting even worse over time?
Well, there is nothing to nothing to prevent that. And this is part of my concern about that. This is a precedent where the federal policymakers and the Biden White House.
Help the planet and commit to less emit. For a limited time, we are giving away free precision tune-ups. Proper HVAC maintenance and upgrades can help save on your energy bills while lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Let us help your home and the planet with a free multi-point tune-up of your HVAC system. Call Parker Pierce Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit parkerpierce.com to schedule your HVAC maintenance. Hurry, offer ends soon.
House are just jumping into in the private market and making these arbitrary edicts, and it might get a whole lot worse during Biden's reelection campaign next year, or perhaps by some other president. But it's so completely arbitrary, and it's done secretly in one sense, because there was no this is not a law, is not even a formal regulation that people could make comments on prior to it being dictated.
That's right. No need for comments, no need for committee hearings, no need for legislation. We just do these things. And James Bovard's our guest, and we're talking about this whole equity-driven fees for mortgages, and the people who will be paying them are people who establish good credit. I hate it when people don't learn from history, Mr. Bovard. And you spend a little bit of time in your article here. Yeah, I know. You understand how I go through my day. You lay out, it was Andrew Cuomo, of all people, the HUD secretary under Bill Clinton, who first proposed a similar idea to help people who normally would not qualify for a mortgage. It was all based on the false premise that it was just racism that was driving these decisions. Bush administration took the ball and actually amped it up. But what happened? Everyone knows what happened in 2008 with the banking crisis. This was a huge driver in that. And most importantly, if you could expand on this point now, the people who were hardest hit and most affected detrimentally by the housing market crash in 2008 and by the bank crash in 2008 were Black and Latinos. This actually ends up hurting them in the long run.
Yeah, well, it's as I said in the article, it's an easy way to ruin somebody's life to give them a mortgage that they can't afford. But going back to late 90s, early 00s, you had the Clinton administration, you had the Bush administration pressuring banks and mortgage companies and issuing these edicts to vastly increase the number of subprime mortgages. And by doing that, they were able to temporarily narrow the racial housing gap. But it turned out it made it a whole lot worse because the housing crash, the median net worth for both Black and Hispanic households declined by more than 50%. And it's interesting to hear politicians now complaining about the racial gap in net worth. A lot of that is because politicians wrecked homeowners in the 2008 crash, mm-hmm. and that had a much bigger impact on Blacks and Hispanics.
Great point.
What do you think the impact is going to be when homebuyers look at their budgets, as everybody has to do, especially in Biden's economy, and they see more money coming out? What do you think the response will be, especially since we haven't had a public comment period, as you mentioned?
It's going to be interesting to see how many folks catch on. This new rule takes effect May 1st, and it's coming at a time when the housing market is already pretty shaky. Because there have been some surveys that have shown a number of areas, housing prices have fallen. Interest rates have gone up a lot. They're going to go up more, I think. And so you've got this huge squeeze. And then the buyer and the seller finally reach an agreement. And then you're sitting at the settlement table. And then some federal bureaucrat comes in with a bunch of last-minute nonsense. It's going to piss off a lot of people, justifiably. It's going to be interesting to see how much of a backlash there is against this. This is
Yeah, it will be. And the more we talk about it, I think the more backlash there will be. That's why we will continue to talk about it. And just to make note here, James Bovard, that's two now I'm going to steal. We got the social justice surtax, and then we've got the easiest way to ruin someone's life is to give them a mortgage they can't afford. This is beautiful stuff. Keep it coming. I'm going to put you on the payroll. It is 7:44 on O'Connor & Company.